You're listening to TPR, Transylvania's Public Radio.
Coming up at the top of the hour, terror strikes the heartland as deadly poison candy hearts with deadly poison inside are accidentally distributed, and only certain messages are poisonous. Our special report will tell you which ones to pick out. But first, These Are the People with John Washington. So take me now to this winter when the unpleasantness began.
I got a call at 4 a.m. from my dear friend, Valerie Buxton. Valerie says, I was up in the middle of the night knitting, and I heard a clang. And on her stoop was the traditional holiday jar.
The voice you're hearing comes from Valerie Tumble, not to be mistaken with Valerie Buxton, her neighbor from the story that Valerie Tumble is telling to us right now. Valerie Tumble, not Valerie Buxton, is the president of the Neighborhood Watch for New South Transylvania Plaza Lake. We're all aware of the affluent, pre-planned sub-hamlet of New South Transylvania Plaza Lake, full of the oldest of Transylvania's old money. Dutch immigrants who struck it rich in our coal mines settled down there and built up a bastion of elitism and drive-through coffee barns.
Of course, everybody in Transylvania employs the ancient Dutch tradition of leaving jars out, and they're empty jars, of course. They're symbolic, full of wishes for the new year.
It's a community steeped in tradition, like so many tea bags, or tea strainers, if you're nasty.
Everyone in the family, of course, as per Dutch tradition, gathers in a circle, and they take the empty jar, and they whisper their wishes in for the coming year, and then you pass to your, you know, little Timmy's, I wish for teacher to get off my back, or, you know, certainly not something as crude as that.
But normal child's wish.
Though. A child's wish, I wish for a roller skate key. That's a normal wish that children would wish for today.
Yeah.
In 2016.
Especially when someone has a brand new pair of roller skates.
And they would need a brand new key as well. So, again, the family goes around and Aunt Trudy wishes for a new set of corn holders. And you have Dad wishes for a new sock garter and so on. We set the jar full of wishes, you know, symbolic wishes, on the stoop for Old Man Winter to suck up into the heavens to reach God.
Which is why the jar needs to remain upright.
Yes.
This December, someone began molesting these jars, and by proxy, molesting that tradition, molesting our ancestors. You might have heard about this. Some call it simple vandalism. Some call it sacrilege. Some call it a few dozen jars on their side.
I am a extremely religious person, and this is a custom. This is not religious per se, this custom, but it is absolutely sacrilegious for people to vandalize these jars as they are and knocking them over on their side. Where are the wishes gonna go? They're gonna dribble out into the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Straight into the gutter. Little Timmy will never get his skate key. Dad will never get his sock garter. And Aunt Trudy is just gonna hold those corns in her hand.
She's gonna get butter everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Get butter all over her hand. She's gonna slip and slide all over the place. Drop that corn onto the plate or who knows where.
Anywhere.
It's chaos. So the wishing jars are being tipped over by a local criminal. No concept of tradition, no concept of values of what New South Transylvania Plaza Lake has always been and ever shall be.
Until the New South Transylvania Plaza Lake jar tipper began his reign of mild terror, mild existential dis-ease. Until that point, Valerie's track record as the president of the Neighborhood Watch had been perfect. Some may say her response has been disproportionate, but it has gotten results. Curfews, advanced interrogation techniques, and a fierce writing letter campaign have culminated in an arrest.
My name is Richie Burlap, and I am being charged with first count of jar tipping.
Gotta ask, just straight up, did you do it?
Yeah, I done it.
Okay. As of this broadcast, 8-year-old Richie Burlap stands accused of large-scale vandalism. A jury of his peers will either let him walk free or put him away for the next 20 years. Tonight, on the eve of the verdict, we bring you a special report. Jargate, water jar, white jar. These are all names the media's given the case. These are the jars. These are the ratings cash cow. These are the people who knocked over wish jars in New South Pennsylvania Plaza Lake. Stay tuned. We return you now to that fateful December night when it all began.
That was just the beginning. Oh. Yes, I got a call from Valerie Buxton, 4 a.m. She said the jar had been tipped. And then I said, Valerie, perhaps a cruel wind tipped that jar over. That allayed her fears. But I swear to all the jars in my pantry that night after night I got additional calls. First it was Fred Siegel, who said his jar had been tipped. Then it was Maggie Giffendor, and she said that her jar had been tipped as well. All night for the following nights, I got calls all night. My partner, Roger, was just asleep. And when I say partner, you know I don't mean a romantic partner.
Yeah, he's business partner.
A business partner who I live with and who we share a phone line. And Roger was upset. I was upset. We went around and held a town meeting to address the issue. And 35% of jars in the city had been tipped over.
High number.
We thought we were looking for a gang, some sort of blood or crip. I watched that show, Gang Wars. It's a reality show to talk about gang war. Chicago is very dangerous. And we are soon to become a south side of Chicago. That'll be right up there. New South Transylvania Plaza Lake will be just like the south side of Chicago if this violence does not stop.
Today people are catching jars, tomorrow they're catching bodies. Maybe it's hyperbole. Maybe I had to look up hyperbole for this piece, and up until today I've been calling it hyperbole. But it isn't hyperbole for Valerie Tumble. It's regular bole. It's serious bole.
Here, we're one of the first cities of the United States colonies. Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin had a ham sandwich here. That's true. He took it dry. What people need to understand is that small towns like this are so rare in America, and they're so important, and it's like literally a house of cards. You take one card from the bottom, and the whole pile goes. And that one card that is being threatened, that is being breathed upon with the hot breath of vandalism, is this vandalism. And it's our homes, it's our home fronts, you know. When there's a broken window in the warehouse, people think they can break all the windows. So you have to fix the window right away.
Mm-hmm. Valerie has a very hardline stance on neighborhood crime. This should only come to a surprise to those of you who have been living under a rock. Specifically those living in Transylvania's landslide district. And to you, I relay the message that our mayor hopes to dig you out soon. Regardless, Valerie is stressed.
We want to keep our homes, our curb appeal buttoned up. And that is what is going to, you know, be good for the economy in this city. It's going to keep crime down. It's going to keep our houses at a nice real estate price. We, you know, we just have so much pride in this place.
How's it been for the last 7 years of being the head of the neighborhood watch?
Enormously stressful. I don't sleep.
Really?
Because I am keeping watch over the neighborhood at night. Mm-hmm. I saw the spot. Man movies.
Oh, the Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man movies. And I thought, yes, I have this great power. Mm-hmm. And now comes my great responsibility of looking after these homes of my friends and neighbors. And I don't sleep at night. I take a nap during the day between 4 and 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours every day.
Well, at my age, you don't need as much sleep anymore, like our president-elect. Mm-hmm. You don't need to sleep as much. You just, you know, you have passions in life.
And so have you seen results, I understand?
Well, I don't wish to toot my own horn as a good Protestant Christian. But I will say, in the past few years, the crime rate has descended into negative numbers. We are seeing
negative.
Zero crime. Literally zero crime.
What does a negative crime rate involve?
It involves criminals turning themselves in when they believe they think they may commit a crime. Such as, I have no money in my pocket and I went through 7-Eleven. You know, the convenience store.
I'm familiar.
Sure. Thank heaven. And they are going through these stores and they say to themselves, there's nothing I want more than to steal a Zigzag candy bar.
To feed their family.
To feed their family. Like a old classic film.
Sure, the classic Italian film, The Zigzag Thief.
Oh, you're a film major.
Yes.
You know all the greats.
That's why I work in community radio now.
Very good. My son is a banker. I think that people who believe they're going to commit a crime, they feel like they're in a store, they might shoplift, they should absolutely turn themselves into the police. Get the help they need to reform those thoughts.
And now they do.
Thought crimes are still crimes.
So the idea of crime, in a positive integer, to Valerie Tumble, the thought of this was unacceptable, and probably itself a thought crime. So she loaded up the hatchback with an igloo full of snacks and began the great American road trip to our most populous state. Unbridled paranoia. What steps did you take to end this?
Oof. Well, what didn't I do? I started more vigilance, established a council of concerned citizens, both on the neighborhood watch, off the neighborhood watch. We started waiting. I made flyers, advised the neighborhood to wait your jars. If it's not too crowded with wishes, if maybe the wishes are light, put some stones in the bottom of the jar.
That doesn't nullify the wishes to have a stone in there?
Well, it impurifies them, but it's desperate times. Mm. You know, desperate times. So, and super glue your jar down. Nail, if you have a plastic jar, nail it, affix it to the... Now, would I be the kind of person who would have a plastic jar adorning my curb for the holidays?
You don't strike me as that type of person, now.
Heavens no. Do I look like some sort of IKEA shopper? Do I seem like some sort of Walmart credit card owner? No.
No,
I don't.
No.
And not to brag at all. I have no ego. I am a pious woman, but my jar, because I have such a good relationship to my Dutch roots, is Swarovski crystal.
Oh, wow.
It's a very nice jar.
How do you feel about Valerie Trumbull then, trying to stop you?
Ooh, that lady needs to get a hobby. She's out of control.
This is Richie Burlop. Previously, he was voted coolest kid in Transylvania by the Transylvania Inquirer Shopper, 3 years running, five-time placeholder. Currently, he's the youngest inmate in Little Attica, Transylvania's third largest corporatized prison. Did he do it?
You're done it.
Okay. Or well, that's what you've been maintaining in court?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, if I'm a criminal, then call me Mr. Bad Guy. No, lock me up. I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah.
That's it? You're just Mr. Bad Guy?
Yeah. You know what they call me? You know what they call me out there?
No.
They call me Baby Banksy.
Baby Banksy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're making some sort of artistic statement?
I don't thinking. I know. I know I am. Because these people in New South Virginia Plaza Lake, they're asleep. You know, they need to be woken up.
Oh, okay, so you're trying to make everybody woke.
I'm trying to get it woke.
What are you trying to woke them up to?
Themselves. What's inside.
And how's the tipping wish jars going to do that?
Because once they see their wishes blowing across their lawn, they're going to wake up.
To themselves.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with them making these wishes? I mean, sock garters and corn holders?
I got a problem with the corn holders.
Okay. Let's explore this. Why do you not want people wishing for corn holders?
I just feel like your hands are what God gave you. Why not use them?
Oh, okay. So there's a religious thing happening here.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay.
I also sometimes will light bags of prunes on fire.
Prunes?
Yeah, and just leave them on people's porches.
Oh, okay. So then they open the door.
And then they're like, oh no, that smells like burnt prunes.
Uh-huh. And then they stomp the bag and get prunes all over their shoes.
And then they're like, hey, maybe they take a beat and go, what's going on with me? What's going on in my life?
Did you ever consider it would hurt people's feelings for you to do this?
I mean, I think people will be all right. You know, and if I hurt anybody, well, that's part of the journey. That's part of the movement, you know?
So you got caught. How did you get caught?
That lady is cutthroat. Okay.
So we managed a task force council of locals. The police chief was very highly involved. Police Chief Roberts got right in there and he pulled the criminals out of the jail cells and asked them pointedly, what do you know? What information have you? He actually got an informant, a criminal informant, a CI on the street.
Okay.
To give him information. And that's how we ended up catching the individual responsible for all the jar tipping.
I had a real good friend, but he got caught. He was slashing prices. He was changing the prices at the grocery store. He got caught for that.
Like, he'd go into the grocery store and he'd say, grapes are now 60 cents a pound instead of 70 cents a pound.
Yeah, he would go in with a label maker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he kind of, he had the gear.
Yeah.
For it.
Yeah.
And then he got out of the system. How old's he?
Oh, he's 12 now. You know, you can't trust people, even if they're your friends, because cops are shady and they will trick your friends into ratting you out. And he came back out on the streets. I thought we were still buddies, you know? I mean, we shared a baseball glove popsicle one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With a little gumball baseball? Yeah,
he gave me the baseball gumball.
Oh,
yeah. I thought we were buddies.
That's bond.
Word is bond.
Yeah.
But he ratted me out.
So you were, you took him out, tipping jars. You thought it was a normal night.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, cop lights
there was,
everywhere?
There was lights.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary, but, you know, what am I going to do? It's my art. It's my life.
Needless to say, the ensuing trial has been anything but conventional. Said District Attorney Rishi Flentel, this trial has been anything but conventional. We're really writing the book on trying a child as an adult on this one. The next child trial will be far more conventional. End quote. Media presence in the courtroom has been limited, but courtroom sketches have depicted a tense scene with many word bubbles filled with cartoon swears and buckets of Kathy head sweat. Tomorrow, Transylvania's first child jury will deliver their verdict. What are your hopes for the ruling tomorrow?
I hope that the jury is, I don't know who they are. I have my suspicions, but I hope that they will make the right decision. I hope the judge will just really create an example to the bad little miscreants, vandals of our city. Hard time. Hard time. 20 years is what I would love to see.
Okay.
And, you know, with our lenient legal justice system at this time, I'm sure it'll get bartered down to 12 or 13 years. But that is absolutely the only way I'm going to sleep any more than 2 hours a day.
That lady needs to get a hobby. She's out of control. And everybody knows that guy's her husband, by the way.
People look to me to, you know, solve their crimes, obviously, to stop neighborhood vandals. They you know, scrutinize my lifestyle. They say, you know, why don't you get married to your business partner who you live with and share, office slash home life with? And that is ridiculous. I'm in a non-romantic relationship with Roger, who, you know, we own a cat together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we named it. We picked out a name. That's not romantic, necessarily.
Name
the cat's named Eternal Love.
Okay.
But just as a tribute to the Lord, you know, it has nothing to do with how I feel for Roger in, you know, any sort of way. I mean, you know, Roger and I have known each other for 40 years.
She's not fooling nobody.
You think so?
I know so. When I was tipping them jars, I saw her in the window giving them sweet, sweet smooches.
Smooching?
Yeah, smooching one another.
Ugh. I can't even imagine what that would, you know, what would that be? Roger has a beard on his face.
Hmm.
Can't kiss a beard man. You know, it's ridiculous. He is, I'm sure that if I did kiss him, it would be satisfying and exciting and exhilarating and perhaps, you know, comforting in a way that, kind of keeps the cold out of your bones.
You also taste the food he's been tasting.
Ugh, that's another thing about kissing. You, all those food smells and tastes. Disgusting. These people should go to jail for kissing.
I know some people smooch their business partners.
Nah, that's gross.
Okay. The closer you get, the more you realize that it's, as the famous rapper Ice Coffee says, not business, it's personal. Maybe Valerie is just an overzealous vigilante with too many resources and not anything else to do, and maybe Richie could have stayed home and done normal kids stuff like making shrinky dinks or embezzling. Maybe we all have too much time on our hands. But I don't think that's for us to say. As the Latin motto on our state seal says in Latin, that's not really our business to decide. But you know, in Latin, and now you're facing 20 years in jail.
It was worth it.
How do you feel about the fact that you're being tried as an adult?
And not great.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm a man, so...
Yeah, you keep saying that you're...
I'm a man.
Uh-huh.
I'm, you know...
An 8-year-old man.
Well, you know, sometimes people are like, act like a man, so that's what I do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a shaving kit.
Oh, yeah?
It's mostly popsicles, sticks that I've collected, and I just shave with those.
Sure.
I wonder when they're gonna serve lunch.
Wait, when they're what?
Here at the prison.
How is life in, holding? For the last month of the case, you've been in prison.
Yeah.
What's that like?
They don't have any uniforms my size.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been wearing a really long shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They just cut the backs off of a pair of shoes so those would fit.
Like sort of slippers?
Yeah.
Prison slippers.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your biggest complaint about jail?
Otherwise, I love it.
Okay.
I get to play ball all the time, and I like the food here. I'm learning a lot of different skills, a lot about math, supply and demand.
You certainly seem resigned to your fate. I'm kind of not very surprised that there hasn't been a push to decrease your sentence at this point.
Oh, you mean like, because it's not a big deal because I tossed over some jars?
I
mean,
like, I feel like you could make that argument.
Oh. Well, John, would you represent me?
I wish you had asked me maybe a month ago when you needed a lawyer. I would have said no because I have no court experience.
What I mean to say is that while I try to remain impartial and fair as a journalist, locking an 8-year-old boy up until long after he's old enough to rent a U-Haul might be a bad guy thing. As they say, either die a big hero 6 or live long enough to be the mad villain. I asked Valerie if, with the peace restored in New South Carolina Plaza Lake, her work would ever be over.
So, crime is in a negative
yes.
right now,
yes.
And now you have tied a neat bow on what was the one last criminal sort of remaining. What would you do if the neighborhood watch were to dissolve?
Always more crime. The neighborhood watch would never resolve. I can't even begin to think about what I would do with all that time. I could travel. I always wanted to travel when I was a girl. I went north to the next town up, New South North Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. I didn't care for it. It was culturally so different. We have spaghetti with meatballs. There they have spaghetti with meat sauce, and I really prefer a ball of meat.
How do you get the meat if it's not all collected?
Yes, and you know, some people might criticize me. My critics would say, you know, I've seen you eat spaghetti and meatballs, and you cut the meatball up into slices, and then to eat it with your noodles in the same way that a meat sauce would distribute the meat. And I just say, hush now.
Mm.
Don't you dare watch. How did you even see me while eating spaghetti? Were you there on Tuesdays with me and Roger? Mm-hmm. My platonic partner? I don't even say we're friends. Mm. I would never say we're friends.
Really?
Yes. We respect each other too much. The only friends I have is my cat, Eternal Love, mm-hmm. and the truth, justice. Am I running from something by constantly looking out in the world and seeing the darkness in people, seeing the criminal element? I say no. I am merely trying to express my care and my affection for this community, to express my respect, and just try to not think too much about the fact that both of my parents were criminals who had a murder-suicide and I never saw again.
Oh, wow.
But that's it.
Wait, you're related to that Tumble couple?
Yes, the classic Tumble couple who died on Christmas, you know, and they were both hacked to death with shards of jar glass.
Mm-hmm. In a murder-suicide.
In a murder-suicide. Mm-hmm.
Do you find it at all hypocritical that Valerie Tumble comes from a family of criminals?
I mean, a little, but that's not her. I mean, I don't like her personally. I think she's got a lot of issues, but I don't know if that's her fault, really. You know the old nursery rhyme, right?
I'm not familiar. Please recite it for me.
It's, bumble, bumble, here come the tumbles. Watch out, boys, there's gonna be a rumble. Slice, jab, slice.
Do you look up to them in that way? Like, you're a criminal.
Oh my gosh, I'm not the murderer.
No.
I'm not trying to take the lives of the innocent.
That's neither here nor there, really. No, I don't even know why I said it out loud.
I'm not sure why I need to ask any more questions surrounding it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have never heard a radio story end so neatly without any further questions necessary.
I've definitely done all my due diligence.
You're an excellent radio person.
Thank you. Nobody says that enough. These Are the People was written, edited, and a bunch of other stuff by John Washington. Special thanks to Bree Pruitt and Kara Moore for no particular reason. Music by Eric Lebofsky, Danny Feltz, and Ben Harkins. Find us on the Facebook, the Twitter, or the SoundCloud at These People Pod. Leave us a review and a rating on iTunes telling us what terrible things hooligans have done to sully the perfectly idyllic tranquil of your own neighborhood, and why These Are the People is the only thing keeping you from going full Charles Bronson on them. Thanks for listening. We promise to be back in less than 2.5 months. I mean, months.